words that were sung, I believe, in this space, words that are very old for this season. Love came down at Christmas. Love, all lovely, love divine. Love was born at Christmas. Star and angels gave the sign. This is what we have been celebrating. In this season of Christmas, in the days of Advent that have led up to it, we have anticipated that love that is to come. We have remembered how love was embodied, shows up, reveals itself, enters into this reality. This reality that can be at times very, very dark and very, very fearful. And we have held in this season of Advent through Christmas in through today, we have held that in the tension that it demands, right? And as this worship series in this season kind of draws together, as we enter into this new year, we proclaim, as our journey continues, that fear won't have the last word. Although, boy, does it really want to. All you have to do is turn on the news yesterday. Obviously, we are in a difficult moment as a country, and people in Venezuela are in a very difficult moment as well. Even though there are lots of folks who are celebrating, and there are legitimate arguments for the actions that we took as a country yesterday, there also are a lot of people who will be negatively impacted by this. I was praying yesterday for the children of Venezuela who have to make sense. The people who have connections with this country have to worry about the consequences to these actions. My son is an Army reservist, and so I have to worry and wonder about what happens next. People who are part of our government have to really be working hard right now. Department of State folks, intelligence folks. There's a lot. And certainly, even before what happened yesterday with the military action, there was still an awful lot. So fear is part of our reality. Fearfulness is part of how we are making our way through the world. And remember, we talked about how fear can be a point of information to make sense of what is happening as we pursue, nevertheless, the possibilities and the promises of hope and faithfulness and the love that came down at Christmas, the love that we are singing, the love that I just croaked out for you a moment ago. We find ourselves following the birth of love and the remembrance of that. We find ourselves in the violent pushback, in the murder of the innocents that come. Now, I hope you you know, remember that part of the story as well. You heard of the Magi. They make their way across a journey to find hope, to find the King of the Jews, to find the promise that that star has led them to. They stop and ask directions, right? They have to find more information, and they inquire upon Herod, who is, well, the de facto King of the Jews, the puppet version of that set up by Rome. He is in charge, kind of. And when they show up, he's a little terrified. He has to go back and consult the people, and they become terrified. Oh, no. There's a prophecy about that. Oh, no. It says that Herod and the people freak out. Shrewd Herod says, listen, you go and find the King of the Jews. I'll come, send me word. I'll come and worship him as well. Right? Now, we know that there, if we were to depict this, there would be this kind of slimy sort of smirk on his face as he said it, because that is not the intention at all. Right? And warned in a dream. It's wonderful how dreams are driving a lot of what happens here. Warned in a dream, the Magi go back a different direction. In fact, it's interesting how going back in a different direction can be understood in a couple of different ways there. We'll talk about that in a minute. They go back home transformed. And Herod, in a rage, kills every child in the area under the age of 2. All those mothers. Love, hope, faith always have a pushback. Writing about this, Boyoung Lee says these words. The Magi recognize the infant Jesus as the King of the Jews, a title that terrifies Herod. Their homage is not merely devotional. Them showing up is not merely an act of devotion. It's also political. By kneeling before Jesus, they make a bold and embodied declaration. Their loyalty lies not with the empire, not with the powers that be, not with the local king who seems to be in charge, but with the vulnerable child who reveals power, but in another way. Fear permeates this story. It flows through this story. Herod is afraid. Jerusalem, the people, they're trembling. Yet the Magi do not turn back to them. They travel through uncertainty, seeking truth. After encountering Christ, they return home by another way, a phrase signifying not just a new route, but a transformed life, a transformed perspective that does not return to the fear, that does not return to the powers that be. And this is the power of epiphany, of showing up, of things having manifested in front of us that not merely come to a moment of recognition, but the beginning of a new path forward. The Magi become witnesses of God's new order, witnesses to not a heritage or a status, but through their bold seeking, a new order that includes, in their case, probably in ours, that includes long journeys, ones that navigate through danger, that navigate through uncertainty, that demand a certain amount of perseverance and wisdom and discernment, certainly upon the Magi, but also on us. While the religious elites of the time remain static, oh, this is what we're expecting, this is what is supposed to show up, while the religious people just kind of like stay chill about the whole thing, the Magi cross boundaries. They bow in humility. They respond to revelation. They encounter the light and the love that has come. They do what Herod and his allies refuse to do. They go and they seek and they kneel and they listen. Epiphanies are not always supposed to be particularly warm or personal. Sometimes epiphanies are disruptive and dangerous. Sometimes they lead to confrontation with empire, with the power that be, with the kings who seem to be in charge. Sometimes epiphanies ask us to cross borders. Sometimes they send us home by another way. And always they ask something of us. Will we move the way that fear makes us move? Will we move in the direction that we've been nudged or shoved? Will we freak out over the possibility of losing something that we really never had in the first place? Or will we move the way love calls us to? That love that came to us as the small child who grew up to be the man who says, "Follow me." Who grew up to be the man who says to love your enemies, to love your neighbors, who grew up to call us forward. This journey, their journey, his journey becomes an invitation to us. And there are leaders in this. There are Magi among us now. Who are the Magi among us today, those willing to cross borders for truth and love? Who are those who are following the star that we could follow along with? Who are the Marys holding the Christ child in fragile arms, waiting for a knock at the door? Who are the Herods, terrified that their illegitimate power might be exposed by the light of the one who calls us to love and extend grace more than anything else? In the face of fear, we are invited to travel together by a different route that we came, and to defy empire, the powers that be, but to defy not with swords, but with solidarity and grace, to move with love and hope and faith in spite of it all. So as we enter into this moment, as we enter into this now, as we come to this manger, let us kneel in awe, not before the powerful, but before the powerless Christ, whose birth marks the beginning of God's peace campaign, the Prince of Peace. In this season where fear, anger press on us and swirl around us, let us believe with trembling hope that fear does not have the last word, that those things that have pushed can only go so far. Fear doesn't stop us. Love from Jesus Christ has led forward for 2,000 years. Many of you are in this room because of the impulse of love that has moved in people before you, who will move through you as people come to this love. Love leads us forward through our next steps and days, through the long haul forward, through the possibility, through the life of being chosen. So let's follow God's stars and dreams toward what is next in these next days, in this next year. The birth of Jesus, the book of John, is described as this: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light to all people. Remember this part. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it, will not overcome it, cannot overcome it. Happy New Year, happy journeys. And I say all this to you in the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.